this his first time in Manchester, or have you been before?
I believe we've been here before, but yeah. Last time we were here, I was just partying so much with everybody. Right. It's kind of a black blur. I mean, dude, that was like 7 years ago, so I've had a lot of shots since then. But no, I take a lot of pictures now. So yeah, it's been a great run, man. It's been awesome. Yeah.
So you got the new record out.
Yeah.
And another new singer.
Another new singer, man. That's just how we do in Dranapool. We mix it up every now and then. So
how do the fans find that? You know, how do you find it? It's probably more important.
There's a few different ways that I look at it, and first and foremost, I mean, this is kind of a situation we were thrown into.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously with Dave Williams, our first singer passed away, he had a heart condition, cardiomyopathy of the left ventricle. Our second singer, I'm not going to go into details, but we had some complications and problems. Yeah. And then, of course, we had Ryan for a long time. And, I love Ryan. I love all the records we made together. But, on that last touring site, on the last record, the relationship just went really south really fast. And it turned into something that wasn't really healthy for any of us. So, we made sure we split on a good note. We're all still friends. Everything's great. But we were making it more forward progress. So I was definitely frustrated at the end of 2011 that we had to go through this switch again. And I know it's got to be frustrating for the fans as well. But now that we're here with our new record, Resilience, and with the new singer, Jason Moreno, I look back at all these things and I can't be mad. Sometimes bad things happen in your life, but they bring you to a better place. I mean, this band, we've never been like we are now in 10 years, since Dave Williams. I mean, we really feel like we're back on where we needed to be after the Sinner record. I mean, hearing compliments, stuff since it's been out about how it reflects the first record, and I think it's just a state of mind that we were in while we were writing the record that made it sound like it sounds. So I'm happy that I can, like I said, things have never been better. I couldn't be happier with Jason Moreno.
It's really funny because I was speaking to somebody 2 weeks ago, and the question I wanted to ask, and I will edit this out, was, do you have any regrets about being kicked out of and the guy said, but I didn't ask it like that.
Regrets
I said, yeah.
Of being kicked out of what?
Yeah, I interviewed. And he was like, oh, will you do us a favour and help us? Oh, you're now the singer. No, you're not. And I sort of thought, it was one of those questions you want to say, and I said, look, I'm going to ask you this question.
Yeah.
If you don't want to answer it, and he said, just don't answer it.
Yeah.
And he said, okay, well, what is it? I went, any regrets? And he was all like, I know what you're asking. And he went, no. And he said, because if I'd not done it, I wouldn't know that it was good, bad, or whatever.
Right.
And then know, okay, it didn't work.
Sometimes things don't work,
and
man.
And it's a good positive way, and I think that's coming across in what you're saying.
Definitely, man. And look at it like it's a rock and roll community, and we made some really great records with Ryan, we made some good records with Jason Don Jones, but it just, if it's not the right fit, right match, it's not right for us, and it's just not going to be right for our fans.
No, I think that's a good way of looking at it.
And now with
well.
Jason, and we've known him for 15 years, he came up on the scene in Dallas with us, and he had a legitimate audition like everybody else. But the one thing that Jason did that any other singer has never done is he actually took the time to learn every song we've ever written, the whole back catalog.
Right.
And he's the kind of dude that, we would show up at 10 a.m. in the morning and jam till like midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning, and he'd be out there sitting on his car waiting to do it. I've never worked with a more dedicated musician in my entire life. And I'm going to give credit where credit's due, man. The guy is, he wants this. He wants to be a singer for this band. He wants to be it for the fans. And he works really, really hard. I've never been with a more dedicated guy. And he makes me want to be a better musician. So,
yeah.
So again, looking back at all the good and bad things we've been through to get to this point, it's just sometimes in life you have to go to those bad things to get to a good place. And if you love something, you stick with it, man. We're passionate about music. Love metal. I love rock and roll.
Yeah.
I'm glad that I stuck it out because now here we are having fun tonight, right? Saturday night in Manchester, we're about to tear it up.
The sun's out, which
sun's
is rare around here.
Right. We brought the sun with us from Dallas, Texas.
Yeah, I was going to say it's much appreciated because they say around here that it rains once a week.
But everybody said it was going to be raining miserable.
Yeah, well, you see, that's not quite true. It only rains once a week in Manchester.
Only once?
Yeah, well, it starts on a Monday and finishes on a Sunday. I mean, that's how it works. Well, this is lovely tonight. It's been great, man. Now, one of the things I tend to ask, it becomes a boring question for me, and people who read our page, but I, as a music fan, I know the things that made me want to buy music and play music and pick up a guitar
and all that.
And it's the thing, I always want to know, what was the first thing that said, rock and roll is, that's me, I want to do this.
That first moment, I grew up in a musical family.
Yeah.
A lot of people in my family do play music. My father played bass and sang in a band, before he was even born. So when I grew up, in my first, recollection of music, he always listened to Zeppelin and Black Sabbath. That was like his two bands. So I really grew up with that song influence. I mean, a lot of people say it, but it's true. I mean, Zeppelin's probably one of the biggest rock bands ever.
Mm-hmm.
And same thing with AC/DC and all that stuff. So I grew up around that, and it really made Jimmy Page really made me want to play. And the thing about Zeppelin, I think that makes them so special, is from record to record, how they still had their core sound, but they added all these different elements.
Sure.
They weren't afraid to explore music, much like Pink Floyd and stuff like that. So besides the singers, which thing that obviously we've gone through, I think musically, that's always been our approach, try to have that core Adrenaline sound that we have, but also see how far we can push the limits of what mm-hmm. works and what doesn't. Sometimes you get great songs and sometimes you get shit, man. I mean, I'm not gonna be honest. but you still gotta push the, you know, the boundaries and try to be just be original. And I like tell everybody, just be you and find your sound and make it happen.